The Collegiate Advocates for Better Living Group out of Lacombe's Berman University is presenting Dinner with a Doctor on January 9th at the Lacombe Best Western. The event, which will feature a catered meal and guest speaker Dr. David Darris, gets underway at 5:30 p.m. For information about tickets, email Karina White at bermanu.ca. Darris holds a master's in public health degree with an emphasis in health promotion and health education. In addition to his clinical work, he is also a syndicated radio host, lecturer, and a published medical researcher. During the Lacombe seminar, he will be discussing his book The Methuselah Factor, which explores the concept of maintaining blood fluidity for optimal health, said Donnelly Lehman, who is helping to coordinate the event. On the Berman University campus, there are all kinds of different clubs, including one called CABL, which stands for Collegiate Advocates for Better Living, she said. The club here on this campus has been going since about 1975. There is a student leader and an executive, and they run different events through the year. Basically, they promote concepts such as movement, healthy eating, social interaction, addiction awareness, those types of things. Lehman said the upcoming Dinner with a Doctor event is a relatively new venture for Berman. The whole weekend is featuring our speaker, but we also came up with the idea that with having these doctors and specialists do Dinner with a Doctor, there can be more information provided beyond what is shared over the weekend, she said. More people from the community can join in and hear about it all, too. As to the Methuselah factor, Lehman said it explores the science of hemorrheology, which is described as the study of blood flow. Essentially, it's about blood health in general helps to prevent conditions like heart disease, stroke, and cancer among several other illnesses and conditions. Lehman is a retired professor from Berman University where she taught courses on wellness such as hydrotherapy and stress management. I've been retired for a few years, but I'm still staying very involved with the CABL club because it's a passion of mine, and I love working with the students.